Vaccination rates remain high in McLean County overall, despite what the medical community says are efforts by skeptics to sow confusion over settled science. Health leaders claim those efforts put herd immunity at risk. GLT's Eric Stock reports on responses to measles outbreaks, how physicians in schools try to ensure children get their shots, and how anti-vaxxers work the system to avoid immunization.
Health experts say skepticism about vaccines is the main reason measles is spreading. 20 years after the highly contagious disease was considered no longer a threat in the United States. The World Health Organization lists vaccine hesitation as one of the 10 greatest threats to global health. Illinois is one of about two dozen states to report a measles outbreak this year, and the number of cases nationwide is approaching 900. It prompted the Illinois Department of Public Health to launch a public safety campaign. One component is to examine parts of the state where vaccination rates have fallen below 95%, what's called herd immunity, a threshold that limits the threat of an outbreak.
Given the fact that we are 98%, well, that tells you that they're just small pockets here and there that are at risk.
Dr. Ngozi Ezike is director of the Illinois Department of Public Health. She says 9% of Illinois schools currently have vaccination rates below 95%.
There are pockets throughout that are religious, you know, faith-based versus other reasons. It's a multitude of different reasons is why we are below our thresholds in certain communities.
Illinois mandates children get vaccines for measles and other diseases before they enroll in school. There are exceptions for medical and religious reasons. Parents have to get a doctor's waiver. All but three states allow non-medical exemptions. Oregon may become the fourth to eliminate religious exemptions after a measles outbreak sickened more than 70 people in neighboring Washington. Illinois State Board of Education data shows most McLean County schools have high vaccination rates, well within the herd immunity range.
Because the vast majority of our students are immunized, we do not have a great concern. That doesn't mean that you do not take precautions.
That's District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley. District 87 had just one school below the threshold for herd immunity. That happened because the numbers went to the state before all transfer students produced proof of immunization. All of them have since done so. Riley says it's not easy to combat skepticism about vaccine safety.
Information that's put out there, whether it's through social media or through other means to publicize or promote, that there's a reason why people market things. Whatever it is, it's because marketing works.
And one of the most vocal skeptics is a Bloomington chiropractor.
In the media, they're making measles out to be the next deadly disease, and I just don't believe that is true.
Dr. Susan Mitchell suggests measles is just the latest scare the medical community and the media are using to prey upon the public.
If you look back in past years, we were all going to die of the swine flu. We were all going to die of Ebola. We were all going to die of West Nile virus. And so it was very scary. And so I think that now, this year, it's a big concern for measles.
Mitchell acknowledges measles can be serious, but suggests vaccines also pose health risks for many. She says doctors look past that to push more vaccines.
No one blindly trusts our government. No one blindly trusts even the pharmaceutical companies, you know, when we have an opioid epidemic right now. So no one trusts these organizations except for when it comes to vaccines, which is just super interesting to me.
The World Health Organization reports 110,000 people died from measles in 2017 out of 6.7 million cases. That's a death rate of 1.6%. Data from the Centers for Disease Control show the rate of severe complications and death from vaccines is far less than 0.02%. Mitchell says several of her chiropractic clients have experienced harmful side effects from vaccines. She claims in some cases, doctors ignored them. None of Mitchell's clients were willing to talk to GLT for this story for fear of public backlash, something Mitchell says she feels too.
I'm not a popular person. You know, I mean, I've been called all kinds of names on social media. If I'm 100% honest, I almost backed out of today because I am putting myself at risk. You know, there are a lot of people out there that are so strong in their belief systems, which in my experience, most of the people that are super strong in their belief system and really get super angry about it are the ones that are the least educated about it.
Mitchell's two children, ages 16 and 19, were not vaccinated as children. She says her religious beliefs conflict with the use of aborted fetal cells to make some vaccines. Religion is the most common type of exemption in McLean County. The two schools, which fall below the state recommended 95% herd immunity, are faith-based. Calvary Christian Academy, a K-12 school in Normal, has a 93% vaccination rate in the 2018-19 school year, while the lowest vaccination rate in McLean County is at Cornerstone Christian Academy in rural Bloomington. Nearly 7% of its students have religious exemptions, lowering the school's vaccination rate to 92%. That surprised Doug Pavey, who is head of the school.
Day to day, you have so much on your plate, I tend not to think about these specific details sometimes until it's brought to my attention. But I think what I would like to do, you know, is put our nurse on notice simply to track this percentage now that we know that we're below that threshold.
Schools face no consequences for low vaccination rates. Pavey says the state hasn't contacted Cornerstone. Pavey says he would like to see a higher percentage of vaccinated students, but respects family decisions.
I wouldn't be opposed to working to internally to try to increase it. I'm just, in my mind, I'm not like sure what steps we could take other than, you know, talk to the families and attempt to convince them to reconsider.
Doctors largely support the case for vaccines. Like any profession, opinions vary. Some doctors are more sympathetic to vaccine hesitancy. Joseph Flint, a doctor who runs Delvin Pediatrics, touts himself as vaccine choice on his website. It says Dr. Flint has a special interest in the role of natural and homeopathic treatments for common medical conditions. He declined to be interviewed for this story. The vaccination rate in Delvin Elementary School in Tazewell County is below 93%. Many doctors struggle with the tension between respecting a family's religious objections and the duty to promote public health. What's to stop a family from claiming a religious exemption simply because they have a skeptic's objection to vaccines? Nothing. Dr. Kimberly Marshall is a pediatrician with Advocate Healthcare in Bloomington. She was one of several doctors who told us it's not a physician's place to ask.
It's much easier, like when you have a group like this, some of these ultra-Orthodox Jewish groups that say that, you know, that certain vaccines aren't kosher. I mean, that's obvious. I mean, that's easier to document. You know, you pretty much hear, I mean, you have to take people's word for it.
The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation licenses physicians in the state. Department spokesman Paul Isaac says doctors must explain the health risks of not getting the measles to the parent or guardian, but it's left up to schools to determine the validity. Isaac says he's not aware of any doctor failing to honor the requirement or if there are consequences for failing to do so. Mark Jontery, superintendent for the Regional Office of Education for McLean, DeWitt, Livingston, and Logan counties, says his office conducts random examinations of each school's immunization record, but that's to ensure each student either has a medical record or a waiver. There's nothing more doctors can do to prompt a family to immunize except refuse to take them as patients. Some doctors won't. Vaccine skeptic Susan Mitchell suggests money matters more to the doctors who reject non-vaxxers. Pediatrician Kimberly Marshall acknowledges some doctors may have a financial incentive to keep non-vaxxers away.
Certainly, there are ways that insurance companies look at how good of a physician we are, and one of those things can be the immunization rates of our patient base, and that can impact, you know, how we're rated as a physician for that insurer, and that may affect our reimbursement.
Marshall says other physicians may refuse anti-vaxxers because they don't want to risk spreading the disease at their practice. Marshall says she would not turn away a family because of a vaccine stance.
I personally historically have taken patients that want immunized because I feel like education is important, and I would like to have the opportunity to discuss and build relationships with families so that over time, hopefully, they learn to trust the word of their physician and take our recommendations.
Marshall says she has converted some families into believing in vaccinations. School vaccination rates, though, leave another population of at-risk children uncounted. Marshall says she has about 20 anti-vaxxer families who simply homeschool their children.
The problem we run into is the vast majority of the people I have that don't immunize don't attend school. So, you know, at least they attend school at home. I mean, I would say I have very few patients who go to public school that get exemptions.
The Central Illinois medical community has largely unified around a nationwide vaccination campaign. Advocate Healthcare has sent thousands of letters to pediatric clients urging patients to get their children vaccinated. Aaron Traeger is a pediatrician with Advocate Children's Medical Group in Normal and helped lead the effort. Traeger says he sympathizes with the parents whose child may have been injured or become ill after getting a vaccine.
And then the parents deeply believe that their child was harmed by the vaccines. How can you not feel that? How can you not, you know, as a human being, say, I feel for that person and I don't want that for my child as well. So I understand where they're coming from. Having said that, you know, the science is there.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control show the most severe reactions to vaccines happen in one out of 667,000 patients. Traeger partly blames some vaccine mistrust on the medical community itself for sending mixed messages at a time when authorities believed measles was a disease of the past.
Parents would say, well, what about this? Can it cause these problems or something like that? And the doctors that I would work with would say, well, you know what? We think it's safe, but what if it's not? But I still think you should get your vaccines. You know, that's wrong. From the very beginning, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the international scientific community said, no, this isn't right. This is safe. This is good.
Traeger's experience illustrates the varying ways medical professionals wish to address the measles. Advocate has no formal policy whether doctors may grant vaccine exemptions. Traeger says no doctors at Advocate Bowman would grant an exemption. He claims there are only a few in all of Bloomington Normal who would. It turns out Traeger is wrong. Data provided by Unit 5 schools shows 21 physicians in the Normal-based school system alone granted at least one vaccine exemption during the 2018-19 school year. Dr. Paul Peterson, chief medical officer at OSF Healthcare in Bloomington, is president of the Illinois State Medical Society.
There are physicians who have their own personal opinions, as there are patients who have their own personal opinions about vaccination. I think the medical literature would suggest strongly that vaccinations are far and away more helpful than they are damaging.
Peterson says while the medical society's stance is that vaccines are largely safe and effective, and exemptions should come only for medical reasons, it's not a body that would punish doctors who are free with exemptions.
Physicians have wide latitude in their decision-making.
When doctors refuse to take patients who resist vaccinations, those families often end up at the county health department. Tammy Brooks, the interim McLean County Health Department director, says county clinics have seen an increased number of families, which she attributes to more doctors refusing to accept the unvaccinated.
It is very concerning, especially to our most vulnerable population, very young children who've not been vaccinated yet, as well as anyone who has health issues that would compromise their immune system and are not able to get the vaccine. That kind of leaves them wide open for exposure.
Brooks says she has noticed an increase in skepticism about vaccines in recent years, which she says has forced staff to add another layer of responsibility to educate. Health Department nurse Sue Keem says the most persuasive case for vaccination is to bluntly tell parents the risks of going unprotected.
We tell them about things that can happen to their child and allowing them to make the choice then. I think when you know your child could die from the disease, it really hits home.
The recent measles scare prompted Illinois State University to alert its entire campus community about the threat, urging all faculty and staff to make sure they are up to date on their vaccinations. Unlike students, university employees don't have to show proof of vaccinations unless there is an outbreak. Then, anyone potentially exposed to measles, even being in the same classroom, has to produce vaccination papers or face a 3-week quarantine. That poses a challenge on college campuses, where in some cases, faculty and staff got their shots many years or even decades ago and may not remember which vaccines they did or didn't get. Susan Rausch is a staff physician at ISU's Student Health Services. She can speak from experience. Rausch says she learned only a few years ago, after an inquiry from her boss and a close examination of her immunization records, she never received the mumps vaccine, which a blood test confirmed.
Yeah, and I'm highly educated. I think. Regarding vaccines, I should say. So you would have thought that I would have picked it up on myself. But again, when I went back to my vaccine record, I realized I was in the age group that got things individually, and I wasn't in the age group to get an MMR. And so for whatever reason, I slipped through the mumps vaccine.
ISU reports its student vaccination rates consistently surpass 99%. Rouse says that's because the university is vigilant in making sure students prove they're immunized as children. And if not, they encourage the student to make the choice now that they are old enough to decide for themselves.
As I sometimes tell students who I meet who are not vaccinated, it doesn't mean that your parent was a bad parent. Your parent was doing what they believed was best for you. So also at Student Health, we really do encourage students when we meet them to rethink that choice because it's never too late to vaccinate.
Students at ISU who fail to produce immunization records within a month of the start of classes face a $50 fine and can't register for class the next semester unless they get their shots. Illinois Wesleyan University reports it has two students returning for the 2019-20 school year who have religious exemptions. Heartland Community College does not have to collect immunization data because there is no student housing there. Tammy Brooks with the McLean County Health Department says it's become easier to downplay how serious measles can be since Americans have had so little exposure to it.
People often don't have a complete understanding of those diseases because a lot of them we haven't seen in so long. And certainly the generations coming up now with children, they didn't see some of those diseases because vaccines subdued those.
Even though the medical community has boosted education efforts on the effectiveness of vaccines and the risks of going without, they don't expect skepticism will ever go away. I'm Eric Stock.
The Centers for Disease Control reports the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine is 93% effective. A second dose brings that effectiveness to 97%.